Welcome, everybody, to Farts Across History, the only podcast that highlights the flatulence of our historic figures. And here he is, straight from his time machine, Sir Bobby Farts-a-lot. Well, all right, and welcome everybody to another episode of Farts Across History. I am Sir Bobby Farts-a-lot, your host of our journey through history and the flatulence of our historic figures. Today we are going to be discussing one of the most creative historic figures here in the United States, and that is going to be Mr. Thomas Jefferson. That's right, creator of University of Virginia, alumni of William & Mary University, and for lack of a better term, just an all-around swell guy, right? I don't know. Love him, hate him, who knows? We're not talking about his political interests. We're going to talk about what came out of him, and I mean from the other side, obviously. So, let's talk a little bit about Thomas Jefferson and the foods they ate back then. So I think the big content is that there was no fast food, right? So we had to just think that they were probably eating a lot of meat, a lot of grains, a lot of, fruits and what have you. I think Thomas Jefferson is quoted as being one of the inventors of macaroni and cheese, of all things. So look at that. Think what that does to your insides after a while. I'm going to tell you that I think Thomas Jefferson probably had some really interesting smelling farts. And think about those clothes that they wore. Oh, those heavy, like, cottons and fibers. You know they held on to those farts. Like an old couch, you know, when you go to a yard sale or something and you see somebody selling a couch. I always sit there and I think to myself, man, how many farts are inside that couch? I can only imagine how many farts have been inside those seats. I'm not buying that thing. Imagine laying down, watch some TV one night, and you put your head down on this cushion and you just start thinking about, man, how many farts have been in this cushion? And they're just sitting there right in my face. All I could say is, I don't want to do it. But if you think about those pants and those clothes that they wore back then, they held on to the farts. And I don't think people were discreet about it. I think they probably spent a lot of time just sitting around, letting them go. And no one probably said, excuse me. I wonder if the ladies farted back then. They had those giant skirts, I think. Maybe I'm in a wrong period, but I'm not a historian of anything other than flatulence. So I think the main focus is definitely going to be the discreetness, maybe, or non-discreetness, I would say, of when they let them rip. So, there was no whoopee cushions back there, and we do love our whoopee cushions here at Farts Across History. But, good old TJ, I think he probably spent a lot of time, imagine him sitting there signing the Declaration of Independence, and he's just like, all right, Georgia, here we go, we're going to sign this right here. And ooh, sorry, I had some mac and cheese last night. It's not sitting well with me. Might have been lactose intolerant, right? Who knows? They probably didn't know what that was back then. I don't know. All I could say is I think Thomas Jefferson probably had some really rank farts. I'm probably sure all of them did. And it's just amazing that we could sit here today and have a discussion about it, because it's important. It's a big step in our history to understand what and how our historic figures that molded this country, what did their farts smell like? Who knows? All I could say is we're going to go back in time and figure it out. So, TJ, he's, hanging out in Virginia, and, he's trying to figure out how to mold the country. And, every day he would sit down to a nice meal of, who knows, probably not grape nuts, but, something like it in the morning, porridge. I don't know, did something they have like that. And, you got to think he had a lot of gas at one point in time. But, don't take my word for it. I think we have some definite historic figures of our own here in the podcast world. Absolutely. Here comes Mr. Saul Rosenblatt. Saul's going to come in and give us some information about what he thought about Thomas Jefferson and all his farts. Well, welcome, Saul. Thanks for showing up today. I know you had a lot of things going on, and I appreciate you making time to come to the studio and talk to us about this interesting figure in history, Mr. Thomas Jefferson, and his flatulence.
Well, good morning, Bobby. I got to tell you, today's a rough day for me, so I'm not sure how charismatic I'm going to be. I spent a lot of time on the old toilet last night. My sciatic nerve hurts so bad because I just sat there forever.
Well, Bobby, I'm sorry to hear that. That's really a tough thing to have to deal with, especially when you live alone and you, you never know how long you're going to be on the toilet. So what happened last night? How come you spent so much time in the old on the old throne?
Well, you know. My God, I don't even want to talk about it, but I'm going to tell you,
yesterday I was driving home,
you know, I was seeing Bubba, and we were driving home, and I was so hungry, so I stopped at, I stopped at the White Castle. Oh my God, I know I'm not supposed to do it, but
you know
I did
you're
it
not
anyway,
supposed to go to the White
and I
Castle.
Got four of them belly bombers. Oh boy. Oh, they made my belly bomb, that's for sure. About 11 o'clock last night, I was in the toilet. Oh, God.
You were
it hurt
in the
like
toilet?
Hell. You have no idea what was going on inside. I felt rumblings. I felt crumblings. I got what they call the old BGs, you know, the bubble guts. Oh, jeez. Oh, Bobby, let me tell you, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. Oh, my God. It's horrible.
Either. Well, man, Saul, that sounds like you had a rough evening. How did you get in here so early?
Oh, well, listen, Bobby, you're important to me. This podcast is something special.
Thank you,
Nobody
Saul.
Talks about this kind of material anymore. I think it's important that we tell people what's going on in history, right?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and you know, that's why I spent so much time doing this podcast. But I'm a little bit more worried about you, Saul. I think you're
I'll be okay.
A doctor, you know,
Don't worry.
If you're really in that much pain.
Oh. I'll be okay. You know, all I can tell you is I may have to get up and run to the old latrine really fast just in case something's going on. Maybe you can bring a bucket out. I don't know.
We're not going to bring a bucket out for you. We do have bathrooms here in the studio. So Saul, let's get back to our topic at hand. And our topic is definitely Thomas Jefferson and you know, what was going on in history with good old TJ and his flatulence.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I know a few descendants of Mr. Thomas Jefferson, and oh my goodness gracious,
really?
I've eaten dinner with them, and those people were disgusting. He spent so much time, this guy, his name was Jefferson Thomas, of all things. Could you imagine how funny that is? I think he might have made that name up. But
very
listen,
funny.
All I can say is this guy ate an entire 16-ounce steak in about 4 minutes.
Oof.
It was ridiculous. And then he spent the entire evening, we were trying to watch some old, old shows on TV.
You love your
it was
old
Murder
shows,
Mystery
don't you?
Day, and you know how I like my murder mystery, so it was just a wonderful time. But he just spent so much time farting. All I kept thinking was, oh my God, this guy has something seriously wrong with him. And he just kept saying to me, you know, this is just who I am and what I do.
But what does that have to do with Thomas Jefferson, Solomon? You're taking us completely off track here.
Well, you're the one who asked me, okay, Bobby? Don't get all upset if
all
I'm
right,
going to sit here and talk about what I understand
okay.
about history
okay.
and Thomas Jefferson.
I'm
telling
you
I knew a direct descendant, and you're giving me crap about it?
I'm not giving
Bobby,
you crap, Saul.
Now you got me all confused. Saul, I'm not giving you crap about anything. I'm just letting you know that we're trying to stay on subject here. The folks who are listening to us don't want to hear about some guy who ate a steak at your house. Sure they do. What are you talking about? They want to hear.
All right,
I'm an important
all right,
part
easy.
Of this podcast. Without me,
you
you'd be nothing, mister. Don't you forget
all
it.
Right, I'm not forgetting it, Saul. You are an incredibly important part of this podcast and what we do, and you're one of the reasons that we're successful. So thank you, Saul, very much for all the time that you give and effort that you give.
Well,
so
okay.
Let's talk a little bit more about Thomas Jefferson and your thoughts on history and that time of the that time in our world. And what do you think was going on down in the old the fart canal? You know what I'm saying?
Well, God, it was probably disgusting. There was no air conditioning, so you know nothing got dissipated out. They just those farts
sure.
just kind of probably stuck around for hours. Oh, Christ, could
point.
You imagine just sitting around for hours and, you know, in that hot heat? And it was just, and I think in the Virginia, the Virginia is super hot.
Well,
and they would just sit there and they would
hot.
Just fart. And oh, my God, the farts would just be... just sit around, and who knew whose fart was who at one point in time? There was probably so many farts in the room that they just got together and just mingled and made one giant fart. It used
a
to float
giant.
Around the room like the blob, right? It used to float around the room. Oh, Oh, Jesus. Oh, Christ. Oh, you God. Okay? Oh, Jesus. My stomach. Oh, hold on, Bobby. I'm sorry. I'm just not. Hold on,
all
okay?
Right, go take
yeah,
a break.
Sol, it's okay. Do you need to use the restroom? Yeah, I think I gotta go because. Oh, God. Oh, okay. I think it's. You know what? Sol, why don't you go use the bathroom? We'll wait for you. It's okay. We have other things we could discuss. Why? Oh, okay. Well, I'll be right back, okay? Yes, definitely. Don't take the microphone with you. Don't take the microphone with you, okay? So while Sol's in the old latrine, we're going to discuss a little bit more about our buddy TJ and what was going on back then. I think I think he probably had it right, though, if you think about it. All that heat and no air conditioning and, you know, we're talking summertime, springtime, I guess, but, you know, wintertime was probably, they probably used the farts to warm themselves up in bed, right? It's just what an interesting time to be alive. I think there's just probably no etiquette. I don't think anyone said excuse me. I think I mentioned that earlier, but you gotta wonder, everyone's diet was probably so similar back then. Do you think that maybe it was, you know, the same smell that came out of everybody? I always think about that. You know, think about Thanksgiving. Most of the people in America are eating all the same things, right? For the most part, probably 80% the same thing. Do you think that they all have the same smelling farts the next day? Think about that. There's something that... Oh, hey, Sol's back. Hey, Bobby, thanks for waiting for me. It was a false alarm. Nothing came out, just a little bit of gas, and I tried to save it so I could do it on mic. I know you like when I give you a little toot on the mic, but last time I did it, it was more than just air.
Right?
So we don't want that anymore. You had to buy a new cover for that microphone, and oh my God, if you would have paid me, you probably would have took it out of my paycheck, but I never get any money from you.
Sol, what are you talking about? I helped you pay your rent last...
That is not money. Money is something I can go and spend it on things.
Okay,
if you're going to help me buy something, then you're just buying it. You're not giving me money.
Sol, I don't want to have this argument again.
Okay, easy, Sol. Let's get back on subject again. So, again, we're back in history. We're hanging out with Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and all the founding fathers of our country, and they're just sitting around, and they're drinking their mead and eating their meat and... potatoes and what other
the
things.
White Castle, I'll tell
and
you
I was
that.
Saying while you were away, it's to me it's pretty interesting if you think about the history of the United States and like Thanksgiving, for instance.
Turkey.
You know, now everybody probably eats about 80% of the same foods on Thanksgiving. I said, I wonder if they're wonder if their farts all smell the same the next day. It's probably got something to do with body chemistry. I don't know, but I'm sure it's there's probably
I don't know
a,
about it in chemistry.
Place
there.
A study could be done.
Gracious.
I think. Well, listen, that's a great point. If you think about the fact that everyone's eating the same food, well, why wouldn't it smell the same? I mean, God, Christ! I could just imagine if you were in like a place where it was a big, you know, a big ballroom, and everyone was eating the same food, and everyone started just farting the same farts, and all the
all
same
right, Sol,
smells were
so
coming
excited.
Out, and it was just
it's
mingling
right.
again. It's just like what I talked about
take,
back in Tom
easy,
Tom
Sol.
Jefferson's days. You know, back Tom J was, oh my God, they would. Stink. I could just imagine. My goodness, what would they do? Did they wear underwear back then? I don't even know.
I don't know if they
the underwear is a great thing because if you think about the whole idea of the underwear, it's like a filter, right? I mean, if you got a thick piece of underwear on, it filters the fart out. It's like water filters, you know, they take the impurities. So you get a good underwear on, and then maybe you got a nice pure fart coming out, a little more filtered farts. I think, ooh, we can invent that maybe, a fart filter for your undies. I think that's a good idea. We can figure that one out, right, Bobby?
Well, I'm, you know what, Sol, probably, but I think that probably was invented somewhere too. I can only imagine if you did a Google search,
right.
You'd find something on there about fart filtering or who knows. But you know, all I could
rambling
say is
on
say,
about yeah. the fart filter, right? But anyway, I think so. We were talking about maybe those undies that they used to wear or didn't wear. Who knows, right? If those undies would catch the farts and may all filter it out. And I tell you, that's the reason I wear my underwear. Sometimes I wear two pair because you never know. Like last night with the belly bombers. Oh my goodness gracious! I shouldn't have did it.
Yeah,
oh, it's so hard though. I drive by the White Castle and I love those belly bombers. bombers. I go, oh, give me the belly bombers, right? And then next thing you know, I'm just sitting around all crap in my pants and stuff, and I got crap in my pants. And it's just horrible. I can't take it anymore. Bobby, what am I going to do?
Listen, Saul, easy does it, buddy. You are getting a little out of hand today. We're just trying to have a good conversation about history and flatulence and Thomas Jefferson, and I think you're going to upset a lot of the listeners by, you know, what's going on when talking about, you know, crapping in your pants. Who no one wants to hear about this right now. It's you know, it could be morning time somewhere where someone's listening, drinking their cup of coffee, and they got to listen to you. Listen to me, Bobby. You ask me on this podcast to be me and talk about the stuff that I want to talk about, and you're asking my opinion on stuff. So if I'm going to talk to you about crapping in my pants, I'm going to crap right here on my pants in your studio. What do you think of that?
No. Oh, easy, easy, easy. We don't have enough Fabuloso to clean that up. So, no, it's not okay. We don't need your crap in your pants. We apologize, Saul. Everything's going to be okay. Well, good. Thank you. Thank you for taking care of me and making sure that my feelings come first when I'm here, because you know I'm the talent. I'm the reason people show up for this.
You are.
Yes, you are the reason that people show up for this podcast, Saul. That is without a shadow of a doubt. They do not come to listen to Sir Bobby Farts-a-Lot talk about his trip through history and what he noticed with Thomas Jefferson. But anyway, back to Thomas Jefferson. So good old Tom is hanging around with his friends, and they're you know, they're telling jokes and drinking their mead and eating their mead. Ugh, and they're farting.
What is mead?
There's got to be a sense of wonderum, right? Like, you know, I guess the scientific community wasn't
as
put together as it is today. So I wonder if they were, if they ever thought about like the grading of the fart. You know, like did they sit around and say to myself, oh, you know, hey, what? Remember last week when you farted and that, you know, you cleared the whole room? Or did they even call it farts back then? That's interesting. Anyone know that? Comment for the. In the podcast, we want to know if there's
what else would they have called it,
a different name for farts back then. Did they say they broke wind or something? Who knows? All I could think is they probably had some, you know, the King's English for farts, whichever that may be.
Well, I gotta tell you, I've known some royalty in my time, and let me tell you, I think there's been some people out there who just really like to let them rip, and they call it the farts, you know, like I call it the farts. Like, people make fun of the way I talk sometimes, but I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. This is what happens. You grow up in Brooklyn, and you know, it's just, I don't know. Oh, you know what the best farts are? The whitefish salad farts. God. You sit around at Bubba's house and have a nice whitefish salad on a toasted bagel, and the next day, a little red onion and caper on it. And the next day, you got a... Oh, the big ones are coming out, but they smell like the whitefish salad, which is absolutely delicious the second day around.
Saul, you're grossing out the listeners.
I digress. So yeah, I think the farts in history is just something that, you know, it seems to parlay us into a whole different topic every time.
Well, you know what? That's the fun part about this podcast, Bobby. About Saul, there is no you know, there is no script to a podcast, which is what I love about being a podcaster. Is we can basically talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Sure, we do sometimes.
The listeners definitely get an. An interest in the topic. You know, farts across history is something that I feel strongly about. We really want to know, you know,
what do these
famous historians' farts smell like. So I would say that Thomas Jefferson, his farts were probably very beefy smelling, right? Very meaty smelling. So they probably had an air of like some onion and garlic to them.
Could you imagine
that like hot, sticky. I know I'm getting a little gross with the descriptions, but I think it's important that you should be able to think, shut your eyes, and really you could smell it, right? The history of the fart, and oh my God, can you just imagine? Like, I'm sitting here right now listening to you talk, and my mouth is getting like sticky. It's gross. I could just, you know, that sticky? When you're in the elevator and someone lets one go, but everyone's just staring up at the numbers. No one wants to admit that they did it. You know, someone did it. You can smell it, but no one wants to. I like to do one and then
then look over at the next person next to me and go, oh my God, man, yeah, you're disgusting.
You've done
Don't
that to
you
me,
ever
Saul.
Do that again. And then that makes them very embarrassed and they get angry. One time a guy punched me right in the nose. Oh my goodness. I couldn't smell farts for a week after that. It was horrible. He hit me right in the
nose.
He hit
huh?
you in the nose. Yeah, it couldn't. He just... It was not a good time. It was a bad time in my life. I was having a tough thing going on, and, you know, I like to play the practical jokes, as you well know, right, Bobby?
Yeah, I understand, Saul. You've played a few practical jokes on us here in studio before.
Well, listen, it's who I am. It's my nature. It's I like to have a good time.
That's what we love about you.
This is Saul. This is what Saul does. We have a good time, and all my family likes that.
Bobby, Saul, I get that. It's... You know, you got me so flustered today. I keep calling you my name. It's just, I don't know what to say. I'm thinking about your White Castle trip. I'm wondering what happened in that bathroom a little while ago and who's going
to
take
know.
Care of cleaning.
Oh, listen to me. There's nothing in that bathroom that hasn't been in that bathroom before. So don't you worry about it. You have someone come in here and they just tidy it up a bit. You know, there may be a little bit of overspray, but who it's fine.
Overspray? What are you talking about? Overspray.
Sometimes the fart gets a little angry. It's an angry fart.
God.
It sprays over a little bit. It gets a little on the wall. And one time I got a little
wall.
On the toilet paper and it seeped on through and I just left it there for the next guy. I figured, hey, it's toilet paper, right? That's what's supposed to go. Oh my God.
Saul, are you kidding me? Do I have an issue in my bathroom right now? Do I have to go in there and see what's going on in that?
No, it's fine. Everything in there is just wonderful. It smells a little. I'm not going to lie to you. It has an air of dehydrated White Castle onion.
Oh, my God. Saul, I'm never going to eat White Castle again. You've ruined it for me for the rest of my life.
Well, listen, that's good. More for me, right? As long as I don't eat four of them belly bombers and they just hurt me the way they did.
I don't know. You only have yourself to blame. So anyway, let's go back to TJ. You said you knew some people who were related to Thomas Jefferson.
Well, they said they were related to him. Who knows? People today just say anything so they can get your attention and talk to you about things. And they know that I'm a star, so they want to hang out and talk to me and
you're an important
be my
person.
Friend. But that being said, they whether they were or weren't, all I could tell you is. His farts were probably horrible. I mean, can you just... All of their farts, even the women, oh my God. Ew, there was no hygiene back
there.
The
women fart so?
All the butt nuggets and the...
Okay.
And the hairy hanger-oners and
the
ones that would just get caught between the, your privates and your butthole.
That
creak. You know what? Imagine if Thomas Jefferson ever had a creaker. You know what a creaker is, right? You know when you sit down and your legs are all kind of pressed together,
killing us.
Still let the fart come out and it goes... And it creaks on out. Had one come out of the collar of my shirt one
time.
Come on,
Saul, enough.
It was crazy.
Enough.
It came right up my leg, up my shirt, out my collar of my shirt. It was like, poof, there it was. It was, oh my God, Saul. I don't even know what to say to that. That is just the most disgusting thing I think I've heard so far.
What do you
why
mean?
Why is it disgusting? I don't understand, Bobby. Why are you saying
I think it's just telling
your description
you
is disgusting?
Of it.
It's nature. Gas. Everybody has the gas, Bobby. That's just
some more
part
than others,
of
it. I understand that, Saul. It's not that everyone has the gas. It's about you have names for it. You're telling me that your fart came out of your collar. I mean, is that even possible?
Well, it did.
Are you calling me a liar? Are you saying I'm lying about?
No, Saul. I'm not saying you're lying. I'm just saying that there's maybe you're exaggerating. Do not exaggerate,
Saul.
Ever. Let me just tell you, I don't exaggerate.
All right, you don't exaggerate.
Do you understand what it's like to sit here in this studio and have somebody tell me that I'm lying to
Saul,
them?
Saul, I'm not saying you're lying.
I'm not telling you that you're lying to me. I'm just saying maybe you were exaggerating just a little bit.
Well, No, I wasn't. Okay, the fart came out of my collar. An end of discussion. I don't want to have a discussion about it anymore. All I can tell you is that it happened. It was funny. I thought it was funny.
Hysterical.
I didn't, people around me didn't think it was that funny because the smell was so bad.
They didn't.
Anyway, so anyway, listen. Here's what my
so
here's
get,
what I'm going to do.
Topic,
I'm going to wrap
huh?
this up. I'm going to tell you
Please.
What I think.
Thank you. Tell me
what you think. I think back when good old TJ was hanging out with GW and
George
all the
Washington.
Other people who signed the old declaration, Mr. John Hancock, I bet you he had some stinky ones, right? And those people, I don't know, Paul Newman or Paul Revere.
Paul
what
Newman.
The hell was that guy?
Paul Newman
was the guy with the salad dressing.
Yeah,
it's
the
not
salad
Paul
dressing.
Paul Revere. I get them mixed up, you know me. But anyway, I think there was probably some very bad smelling farts out there. I think they didn't have good diets. They probably didn't eat a lot of fiber. They probably ate a lot of meat and a lot of milk and dairy. And oh, could you imagine? Oh, my bubbler, she's rolling over in her grave.
What do you mean she's rolling over in her grave? You were just at her house last night.
I figure it's speech.
But she's not
just
dead.
Rolling over in her bed, if anything, right now. My bubbler is doing a one. She's got such a great disposition. My bubbler, she just loves. She loves her Saul baby so much, and she treats me so.
Saul. Can you stay on subject for a second?
I'm trying! Please. I'm sorry, Bobby. Anyway, so yeah, I think back then they probably had horrible smelling farts. Not that everyone's farts are good smelling, but there was probably less good smelling farts back then.
I'm sure, yeah.
Some people, I have to admit, sometimes I like the smell of my own fart, you
I think
know?
That's natural.
Just, it's you. It's part of your life, and it's just coming out of you, and it's just a wonderful piece that just makes you so happy.
Oh,
and
all right.
You're anyway,
a little carried away.
So, Saul, what you're saying is that you think that back then that the farts probably are a little bit more, what, potent than they are today? Well, yeah, I guess potent or just, I don't know, just thicker. Just imagine the fart was very thick. You know what I mean? It just smelled like ketchup. It was just probably not a good smelling fart back then. So God, listen.
You're
Bobby,
right?
I don't think I could go on much longer. My stomach is really starting to bother me. I'm getting the BGs again. I just need to spend a little time on my own.
Take it easy.
Just processing. And I have a lunch date later on
take
at the deli with my bubble again.
A lunch
and I
date?
Just can't.
You're going to eat again?
Today is Wednesday and it's Knish Day. I am going to have myself a Knish at the deli. And you know I love my Knish with the mustard and a little sauerkraut and the pickles they put on the table. Oh my goodness. Oh my God.
So.
It's my stomach. It hurts so bad. I got to go. I'm going to talk to you later, Bobby. I love you so much. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Well, Saul, thank you so much for stopping by. It's really, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio, and you are definitely one of the stars of Fartster history.
Well,
so
thank you.
So anyway,
Bobby.
Yeah. So listen, folks, we're gonna wrap it up.
Bye,
here,
everybody.
And,
I love
you.
Know,
I think,
I'm gonna go see my bubble
interesting,
now.
Interesting podcast, to say the least. I don't know if we learned a lot about Thomas Jefferson and the histories of the farts and his times, but we definitely learned a lot about Saul and his history of his farts. So listen, stay in touch. Make sure that you are subscribing to this podcast. And we do a weekly podcast here, and once in a while we throw in a little teaser bi-week. Little extra podcast here and there if we have some interesting subjects to discuss. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this trip through American history and the farts of history and so you know till next time we're not sure who our subject's going to be, but I'm sure it will be something interesting, and I hopefully Saul will join us, or maybe we'll have another guest in the studio that can give us their insights on the farts through history. So that being said, thanks for stopping by again. Like, subscribe to this podcast, and keep on sniffing. And my name is Sir Bobby Fartsalot, and I hope you
beautiful day, and enjoy yourself out there. Everyone be safe, and we will talk to you all next time. Thanks, everybody. See you then. Well, all right. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Farts Through History. I hope everyone enjoyed themselves this week, and I hope you tune in next week for another episode of Farts Through History. Who knows who we'll be talking about, and who knows who'll be joining us in the studio, but I'm sure it'll be a wonderful time. So thank you very much to everyone who joined us, and thank you to our host, Sir Bobby Farts-A-Lot, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.